Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for November 18th, 2014. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ICHSworld.org for more details. Encrypted news. Is Tigger on the loose in France? An animal thought to be a young tiger is on the prowl near Disneyland Paris, which is located 20 miles east of the center of Paris, France. The tiger was photographed from a distance and tracks were found and documented. Experts state that the tracks were left by a young tiger that is thought to weigh around 150 pounds. The woman who photographed the animal in the commune of Montavrain stated that the animal looked like a lynx. All local circuses, zoos, and other private exotic animal holding areas have stated the animal is not theirs. Helicopters have assisted in the search, which has so far yielded no further sightings. In the last few days, officials have now stated they have excluded any tiger species from the list of possible suspects and are now instead thinking it was a domestic cat or larger species of some other feline. Many other reports of exotic cat species have been reported all over Europe in recent years, but have yet to be found to be true. And the Loch Ness Monster has received a lot of attention lately, and his United States cousin might be feeling a bit left out. Champ, the purported sea serpent of Lake Champlain in Vermont, has received some interesting evidence of its existence. A team of amateur zoologists, not sure if that's even a real thing, have discovered some underwater cliffs in three parts of Lake Champlain and determined this is echolocation of a large unknown animal in the depths. The team figures this is the work of an unknown creature due to no known animal in the lake that uses echolocation and no known man-made device in the area that could have caused it. Stay tuned for this one, kids. And in UFO news, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has released its sighting statistics for October of 2014. 781 reports were filed with MUFON in October, with 642 here in the United States. Canada had the second most reports at 30, the United Kingdom was third with 23, and India fourth with 22 reports. As I state every month, the reason of a majority of reports are here in the United States is because MUFON is stationed here, and other countries do not use MUFON as their primary reporting center, as it is lesser known around the world. Well, our next story may change that. The top states for UFO reports in the month of October: California topped the list with 95, Texas was number 2 with 42, Florida was 3rd with 36, Colorado 4th with 33, New York was 5th with 28, Pennsylvania was 6th with 26, Michigan 7th with 25, Missouri 8th with 24, Arizona and Indiana were tied with 21, and Ohio finished next with 19. Sphere had the most reports of shape here in the United States with 153, followed by Circle with 77, Starlike with 69, and Triangle with 65. Big thanks to Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, for the monthly statistics. And speaking of sighting statistics, MUFON has launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for a new global UFO database and website project. MUFON's goal is to raise $78,000 by December 2nd and hopes that the crowdfunding website will provide the best avenue to do so. A few important things to remember: help MUFON by donating early. The earlier you donate, the more likely others will follow suit. So often people will look at these sites and won't donate if it looks as if the site will not make its goal. You have nothing to lose, as Kickstarter will not charge you unless the goal is met. And again, it's proven that more people will donate if the number appears to be moving toward the goal. And again, Kickstarter will only take your donation if the site reaches its goal, of $78,000. If it doesn't, you will not be charged, yet you will not receive any of the benefits of the successful campaign. And MUFON is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so your donation is tax deductible. Last, if you are an existing member of MUFON, donating to this project through Kickstarter will elevate your membership to a newly created premium level, and your membership will be extended for 2 more years. While MUFON has an existing database, it is sadly out of date, and the creation of a free worldwide database will open the doors for researchers to find data to help solve many mysteries behind the UFO sighting experience. If this funding is met, this new database will change the way UFO data is collected and will more than likely help tie many splintered organizations together in solving the mystery of unidentified flying objects all over the world. These donations are not just giving money, as any donation will result in some sort of payback. From your name being included on the new website forever, to t-shirts, to memberships, to VIP seats at the annual MUFON Symposium, and much, much more. If you've wanted to get into MUFON, this is a great way to donate to this project and get some great perks along the way. The campaign has been going for a few days now, and unfortunately, they are just less than 10% of the way there with only 2 weeks left. But don't give up, as this will revolutionize UFO documentation, and I personally would love to know that I took part in this. To donate, click on the link on MUFON's home site of MUFON.com, or click on the link on the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page. I've donated. Have you? And in other news, the mythical beast with a single horn, known as a unicorn, has been discovered in the country of Slovenia, which is nestled between Italy, Austria, Croatia, and Hungary, and is along the Adriatic Sea. This unicorn was discovered by a hunter. What's that? What happened? Are you serious? Well, this just in, the unicorn has been shot. Actually, the animal was shot back in August, and it was nothing more than a male roe deer that has abnormal antler growth. The abnormal growth was more than likely attributed to an injury of some sort and caused the normally separate antlers to fuse and grow into one. Research states that while this buck is said to have been one of a kind, there have been a few reports in recent years of similar growth by deer, one being in the neighboring country of Italy. And a new strange phenomena is gaining momentum. This oddity, known as a lunar wave, has been captured in the past, and now multiple cameras have now documented this odd wave that travels over the surface of the moon. The wave appears almost as a refresh line that one sees when a television is videotaped. This wave has no known explanation, but could be an artifact of atmosphere of either the Earth or the Moon. Two other cameras, in addition to YouTube user CRROW777, have captured this odd wave, but it has not been visible by any other means, as far as I'm able to find. And the big discovery that started in 2012 and was announced in 2013, the Higgs boson particle, popularly known as the God particle, was discovered after months of speculation. This find, however, is now in doubt, and experts at CERN admit this is a new particle, but are in doubt as to it being the elementary particle known as the Higgs boson. The find is now believed by some and doubted by others, and it may take more experimentation to determine the validity of the particle, as the evidence present is not precise enough to determine exactly what they are dealing with. And conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. The last one on my list for 2014 is the Paranormal at Sea 2014, which takes place on December 7th, 2014, which is a 7-night cruise aboard the Carnival Conquest, sailing from Miami, Florida through San Juan, Puerto Rico, St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, Grand Turk, Turk and Calico Islands, as well as Nassau, Bahamas. And I only have a couple for 2015. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Brian Parsons reporting.
Look into the sky where through the clouds of path is torn. Look and see her, how she sparkles. Is the light.